Soon after the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act was passed early last year, there were some forecasting a second federal stimulus to help states out. Does this budget proposal do that?
No, it does not.
Eva De Luna Castro follows the state budget at the Center for Public Policy Priorities, a progressive state policy think tank. She says the new federal budget drops spending back to pre-2009 levels. That includes cuts to money the feds were giving states to help pay for Medicaid. That could take a chunk out of the state's budget.
We basically would go back to before the Recovery Act was passed last year in terms of how much federal money is going into state programs.
The proposed budget also cuts tax incentives for oil companies, cuts spending for the Mexican border fence, and would eliminate a moonshot program at NASA. Talmadge Heflin is with the Texas Public Policy Foundation. He says those are all things that could have an effect on jobs.
That obviously interruption in current programs and reshifting there could have a negative impact on jobs in Texas.
The biggest negative impact on jobs could come in the 2011 legislative session, when lawmakers may need to cut up to $15 billion from the state budget. The federal budget is supposed to be ready in time for the beginning of the new fiscal year in October. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.